Report.
CARICOM tries to bail out the ailing tourism industry with a cash injection. St. Lucia's opposition alliance splits amid speculation about a December poll, and talks aimed at resolving Haiti's political crisis collapse once again. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Nearly 5 weeks after the September 11th attacks on America, some industry experts are warning that regional tourism has plummeted by about 50%. Few Americans want to travel anywhere, so CARICOM leaders agreed to spend $18 million promoting the Caribbean in their biggest market, the United States, and then Europe. I asked John Bell, the Director General of the Caribbean Hotel Association, whether the package was enough.
No. Listen to what the others are doing. The state of Florida has an $80 million budget for this current year, and the state of Hawaii has a $65 million budget. We are so far short of the ball game, it's not true. We ought to be thinking in terms of $50 or $60 million a year in a sustainable funding process that enables us to present the Caribbean for what it is, the greatest warm weather destination in the world.
But ministers clearly aren't listening, and leaders.
Your problem is that if it was one single country instead of 33 or 35 different countries, it wouldn't be hard to do.